With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A key U.S. Senator has no objection to releasing video of a military strike on a suspected drug-running speedboat off the coast of Venezuela. Two crew members who survived an initial strike were taken out in a follow-up attack as they apparently tried to summon help from compatriots while salvaging their cargo.
Senator Tom Cotton, who leads the Senate Intelligence Committee, says a video of the military strike on a suspected drug boat in the Caribbean shows nothing remarkable, and he would not oppose its public release. However, Congressman Jim Hines, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, said this video was profoundly shaking. Last week, President Trump said there would be no problem in releasing the video. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says his Ukrainian counterpart is not doing his homework when it comes to that revised U.S. brokered plan for ending the war with Russia.
So we've been speaking to President Putin and we've been speaking to Ukrainian leaders, including Zelensky, President Zelensky. And I have to say that I'm a little bit disappointed that President Zelensky hasn't yet read the proposal. That was as of a few hours ago.
Today, Zelensky is in London for talks aimed at shoring up support among Britain, France, and Germany. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan suggests Obamacare has been given a fair trial and the verdict is in. He tells the Salem Radio Network the heavily subsidized scheme is a failure on a grand scale.
Remember what they told us. You like your plan, you can keep your plan. You like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, and premiums will go down. Well, those are three lies. 15 years later, none of that's worked.
The Ohio Republican says the GOP does have a plan for replacing Obamacare with something better, something based on free market principles that will keep prices in check while not requiring huge amounts of taxpayer dollars. Dow futures up 17 points. This is SRN News. An atheist group has a problem with the Department of Labor.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation wants Secretary Lori Chavez de Remmer to call off a prayer service scheduled for Wednesday at the department. The foundation claims the event is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. A number of President Trump's cabinet secretaries have been hosting voluntary prayer events, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The foundation spends most of its time trying to eliminate Christianity from the public square. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration will restrict visas for Nigerians and their family members involved in mass killings and violence against Christians in the West African country. Two separate Muslim terrorist groups are at work in the northern part of Nigeria and have murdered tens of thousands of Christians over the past decade. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says in a post on X, the United States is taking decisive action in response to the mass killings and violence against Christians by radical Islamic terrorists. This is SRN News. Jeff Kent has been elected to baseball's Hall of Fame by the Contemporary Era Committee, while steroids-tainted stars Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens were among seven players who fell short yet again. Kent appeared on 14 of 16 ballots, two more than the 12 ballots needed for the 75% minimum. Carlos Delgado received 9 votes, followed by Don Mattingly and Dale Murphy with 6 votes each. Kent will be inducted into the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, on the 26th day of July. Texas businessman and philanthropist Tom Hicks. He owned 2 Dallas-area professional sports franchises, as well as an English Premier League soccer team, died over the weekend. He passed away peacefully in Dallas, surrounded by family. Tom Hicks was 79 years old. More details at srnnews.com.